Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Joe Amato, live at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, and on flexonline.com right now. You're going to listen to the Olympia Weekend press conference in which all of the competitors in the men's show, the Ms. Fitness show, and the women's show are arrayed in front of us here at the Storm Theater on the grounds of the Mandalay Bay Theater. I'm joined by Peter McGuff, the editor-in-chief of Flex Magazine. Peter, good to be with you this afternoon.
Good to be with you, Joe.
And all of our competitors are dressed in their finest attire today, as is typical of the pre-Olympia press conference. Of course, Friday, when the women compete, and Saturday night, they'll be all in their posing trunks. But they are a very impressive crowd arrayed in front of us today, the men all in their best-looking suits.
Yeah, it's difficult to recognize some of them. We're not used to seeing them in this sort of attire. We're used to seeing them in greasy tank tops and sweaty bottoms and... You know, they dress up well when they need to. Yeah.
They certainly do. So we're happy that those of you who are listening around the world, you're going to be hearing from the best bodybuilders and fitness competitors in the world today. As I say, they're up on a podium up in front of us. We're in the Storm Theater, which is about has a huge crowd here. And the Olympia press conferences have been growing in importance and in stature and, of course, in fan interest over the past few years, Pete.
Sure, and this year in particular, you know, there's been a lot of controversy in the lead-up to the Olympia. We've had certain feuds between the likes of King Kamali and Craig Titus where a lot of things have been going back and forth. We've had King Kamali and Sean Ray. We've had Craig Titus and Melvin Anthony. And this could be one of the most vocal press conferences we've ever seen. And I think that's what the crowd is here for.
Absolutely. A few more rivalries now than we've had in the past, and a lot of bad blood.
Sure, I mean, a lot of it is because of the new guys that have come in, the rookies, the likes of Kamali and Melvin, although Melvin competed last year, and Craig Titus in particular, known as the bad boy of bodybuilding, he's not disappointed us. There's a real feeling that, you know, there could be some real, you know, confrontation between Kamali and Titus in particular, maybe on stage on Saturday night, which you can see live on Flex Online beginning at 8 o'clock. Let's just hope they get a comparison.
We're waiting for Wayne D'Amelio, the chairman of the IFBB, who will run the news conference when it begins. And I should point out that as you listen to our webcast here, our broadcast of the press conference, that questions will come not only from members of the press, but from fans as well. It's open to questions for just about anyone. Now, there's already a lot going on behind the scenes. And Peter, you can tell us about that because you were in the competitors' meeting last night. And usually there's some trouble in there. What happened this time around?
Well, the interesting thing was in the last couple of weeks we've had a controversy with Kevin Levroni in particular. There was doubt. There was a situation where he had not signed his contract. As late as last Monday, he was out of the contest as far as the IFBB were concerned. Then a heavy fine was imposed. We don't know the details of that yet, but it's the heaviest fine ever, I believe. We'll let you know as soon as possible, heaviest fine ever imposed on an IFBB athlete. But still, a lot of the other athletes, you know, Kevin was second last year, so there was a hell of a lot of athletes, maybe only Ronnie Coleman the exception, who wouldn't have minded seeing Kevin out of the contest. So there's some real rancor there that why has Kevin been allowed in, even withstanding the fine.
And as we look at the dais, there's not actually room for everyone. I see Chris off to the right, and I'd be, you know, sort of over there, and Sean sort of in a seat way over there. These guys are big, and they just don't all fit up there.
That's right. I mean, as I said before, we're used to seeing them stripped off, but, you know, when they've got jackets on with not shoulder pads in, they don't need them, but they really do look like walking cartoons. I mean, Ronnie Coleman looks enormous, NASA looks enormous in the suit. Orville Burke is like a walking sandwich board with a taper. I mean, they really are. One wonders how the tailors deal with these guys.
I see Wayne D'Amelio, the IFBB chairman, is now on the stage, so it'll be a couple more minutes before he approaches the podium. Anything else in the warm-up meetings?
Yeah, I mean, we had a situation where Chris Cormier was late for the meeting. His flight was delayed from L.A., so there was a lot of cross fingers from other athletes thinking, is Chris going to make it? And Chris came into the meeting about 10 minutes after it started, sweat absolutely pouring off him. He'd landed at the forecourt of the hotel, ran through it, and straight into the athletes meeting. So, and at that point, you know, Levroni had only just arrived, which a lot of the athletes thought that maybe he was out. So he was a little bit late. And then, as I say, we had Chris Cormier doing the 100-meter sprint to the athletes' room.
He probably needed to lose the poundage.
Yeah, the sweat was absolutely pouring off him. It was poor old Chris. I mean, everybody made fun of it, but he just made the meeting by the skin of his teeth. His pearly white teeth.
Now, I saw Kevin last night. He is up on stage right now in his seat, and when I saw him last night, he was gambling, and he seemed very calm, cool, relaxed, and serene. He didn't seem to think that it was a problem. Didn't mention it to me, as a matter of fact. So,
Kevin Levroni is one of the coolest bodybuilders you'll ever meet. I mean, his heartbeat is probably 2 per minute. You know, nothing phases him. You wonder how he could prepare for this contest over the last 3 or 4 weeks with no guarantee he was in and the feeling that he wasn't in. And then we did a photo shoot with him on Sunday, and he looked absolutely incredible. I mean, nothing phases this guy. You've got to remember, this is his 10th Olympia. That makes him the most experienced one here, apart from Sean Ray. And in those 10 Olympias, Kevin's never been lower than 5th. He was 5th in 93 when he came back in September from a pec tear sustained in March. Just amazing fortitude and warrior spirit, but a coolness and a humor with it as well, which makes it very hard to dislike him.
Yeah, he's a very likable guy. I didn't realize this was his 10th now. It just seems like the other day that he won the Nationals there in Pittsburgh. And he seems like a young guy who just got here, but he's really a veteran.
Yeah, the funny thing about Kevin, he looks younger facially. He looks younger than he has for a few years. He's grown his hair back. We had the bald-headed Kevin of 2 or 3 years ago, but he really, you know, with his rock band and everything, he's got the rock hairstyle. He looks younger, and he's so relaxed. I mean, it's amazing he puts up with all that stress and still gets into amazing condition.
I told him exactly what you said last night. I said, Kevin, you look great. You look great in the face. You know, he looked very calm, cool, relaxed, and he does look quite much younger than he actually is. Once again, this is the Olympia press conference, which is going to start shortly, and we welcome our hardcore bodybuilding fans to the live audio feed here on flexonline.com. This is live from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I can tell you that the wherever you're listening, the weather here is just beautiful. We have no security concerns in the light of what's happened in the past couple of months in this country, and we have many fans in the hotel, and Las Vegas is safe and secure, and we're all happy to be here.
We sure are, and 2 people are happy to be here. I'm looking at them now, Ronnie Coleman and Chris Cormier sitting next to each other having a joke and laughing. And you know, Chris all year has been saying he can take Ronnie, even though he finished 2nd at the Arnold Classic, and we featured him on Flex cover with a pair of boxing gloves with Ronnie's name inscribed on the gloves. But you'd think there were 2 guys just hanging out around town now. There they are sitting together. Whether this is a psych out or not, we don't know. But Cormier, you know, there were talk that he looked a bit light last week, but he certainly looks big and full now, and he's renowned as a guy who really whips himself into shape those last few days, and I don't think he's going to disappoint.
No, Chris looks huge, and as a matter of fact, he is the only male competitor who is not in a suit. He's got a black tight-knit shirt on, and he is sporting his physique right there.
He is. I mean, Chris is another one similar to Kevin, you know, likes to mix fun with his bodybuilding. Some people say he mixes too much fun, but, you know, he was 2nd to Ronnie at the Arnold. He missed the Olympia last year, but the year before he was 3rd. A lot of people would maybe have him 2nd. He seems to be a natural contender for this title, one of the few that, you know, maybe can go at Ronnie. But, you know, you wouldn't think it to look at him. There's no nerves about him at all. He's totally confident his preparation has been done correctly, and he's just raring to go, I feel.
Of course, the men's show is the premier event here. This is the Super Bowl of bodybuilding, the Mr. Olympia contest. Only 10 men have ever held the title, Ronnie being the 10th, and of course he holds it as we speak. They will be the focus of most of the questions here this afternoon. And Peter, Flex Magazine, on the cutting edge of technology here, another webcast, and tell us how different, what were the plans for Saturday night's webcast, which you can watch right here?
The last couple of years, we basically relayed the contest as it happens. Just you've seen what's on stage. This year, you're going to get a totally different package. There'll be interviews with the athletes before the contest. There'll be a reprise of what happened the night before at the Fitness Olympia and the Miss Olympia. There'll be other personalities like Dorian Yates interviewed. It'll be much more of a slick magazine-type presentation. And, of course, we have the great Joe the Voice Amato to knit it all together.
And I'll be joined this year by Milo Sarcho.